From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The death toll from Saturday's earthquake in Chile now tops 700. And as Richard Reynolds reports from Santiago, that number is expected to rise in the days ahead.
In the southern state of Concepcion, the damage was severe, with many collapsed buildings. Current estimates are that 500,000 Chilean homes have been destroyed or damaged, mostly in the south, near where the earthquake hit. Rescue efforts are just beginning, and authorities fear there are hundreds trapped in buildings. In the towns and cities of Concepcion state, looting has been widespread, and the army has taken control of most areas, imposing a dawn-to-dusk curfew. Looters have targeted supermarkets and even a government food depot. Outgoing President Michelle Bachelet said the country was in a state of catastrophe, but said that Chile's tough building codes saved many lives, and that given the enormous power of the 8.8 quake, things could have been much worse. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Santiago.
Chilean President Bachelet says her country will accept some offers of international aid. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is to visit Chile briefly tomorrow with words of support. The first stop on Clinton's five-nation Latin America trip is Uruguay, and that's today. She will meet with Uruguay's new president-elect hours before he is sworn in. Today, the Supreme Court hears the case of a former Enron executive who's serving prison time for fraud. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the justices will decide whether the law that was used to convict Jeffrey Skilling is unconstitutionally vague.
The statute at the center of this case is known as the Honest Services Law. Courts have used the law to punish top executives for fraud, including former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling. Enron collapsed in 2001 after years of accounting tricks. Thousands of people lost their jobs, and $60 billion in stock were suddenly worthless. A court found Skilling was guilty of disguising the company's true financial condition. Therefore, according to prosecutors, he deprived shareholders of the information they needed to make informed decisions, and thereby defrauded them of his honest services. But Skilling's lawyers say the honest services law is unconstitutionally vague. In two recent cases that raised the same issues, Supreme Court justices seemed critical of the law. This case gives the High Court an opportunity to overturn the law and possibly wipe out Skilling's convictions. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Vancouver Winter Olympics ended with an overtime victory for Canada over the U.S. in men's hockey. The White House says President Obama is sending Canada's Prime Minister a case of beer. U.S. short track skater Apollo Anton Ono said at the closing ceremonies he's proud and a bit in awe as he considers he's part of a team that set U.S. records for medals at the Winter Games.
To know that this is the biggest medal haul ever is pretty amazing.
The U.S. takes home 37 Olympic medals. Canada set a record, too, 14 gold medals. This is NPR News. President Obama is offering $900 million in grants for school districts and states that commit to turning around underperforming schools with high dropout rates. But the White House says that grant recipients will have to commit to dramatic action, such as replacing principals, closing schools, or reopening them as publicly financed, privately run charter schools. Mr. Obama is to make his announcement today. Doctors say the president is in good health. NPR's Allison Keyes has some details on Mr. Obama's first complete routine physical exam since he took office.
The president had his exam in Bethesda, Maryland at the National Navy Medical Center. Dr. Jeff Coleman, a Navy captain and head of the White House Medical Unit, says the president is fit for duty and is likely to remain so for the duration of his presidency. The doctor suggested a change in diet to reduce his LDL cholesterol from its current 138 to below 130. Mr. Obama's resting blood pressure is also up since his last physical to 105 over 62, but that is still normal. While at the hospital, the president visited 12 service members who were injured in Iraq or Afghanistan. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Two bombings in Afghanistan today have taken the lives of civilians, police, and one member of NATO's military force. Four Afghan civilians were killed outside the major southern city of Kandahar when a suicide bomb went off near a NATO convoy. That bombing killed the NATO service member. Later, a bomb went off outside the Kandahar city police headquarters. One police officer was killed. At least 15 people, police and civilians, died in that blast. A Reuters reporter says several nearby buildings were destroyed. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.